Kuf Chav Chesif Aleph. Enes is kapayim v'pachos me'asarit. To make birchas kohenim with their hands out is done only one of 10 people. It's also a type of davar shebikedusha, right? Requires 10 people. Part of those 10 could be the kohanim. Ramah says ve'ein l'zah lisa kapayim afilo im kohanim acherim. It's prohibited for a non-kohen to go up with the kohanim, even though there are also kohanim over there. It's a mitzvah to say that only the Kohanim should do it and not the Yisraelim. There is an opinion that says that he doesn't know what the Isra is if he goes up, and maybe with other Kohanim it is permitted. The bottom line is it's a discussion about if it's permitted or not, and therefore one should not say Berach Kohen with the Kohanim, even if other Kohanim is together with him. That's the halacha l'maisa. So the halacha has a discussion, how do people give each other bracha of the Berach Kohanim, or father to children, give the Berach Kohanim, use that nusach of Berachas Kohanim if the father is not a Kohen. So there's two svaras that I mentioned. One is that the Isser is when you do it in the style of Berachas Kohanim with the hands out. If you don't do it with the hands spread out, that is not treated as the Berachas Kohanim that is the mitzvah for Kohanim, not for Yisraelim. And another idea is that it's assumed that when a person is giving this bracha, he's clear that it's not wanted to be for the mitzvah. He's just giving a bracha. He's allowed to give the bracha. He's just not allowed to do it as a mitzvah. So, since the standard Berachas Kohanim is B'shas HaTfilah, it's not B'shas HaTfilah, we assume that there is no intent to be used in the mitzvah. Any Kohen who does not have anything that passes them from saying the Berachas Kohanim, if he's in the shul and he does not go up to say the Berachas Kohanim, he's definitely over one mitzvah today, and it's as if it was over three of them, like it says, Kois of Orchu, so you should give the bracha, Amor Lehem, Soma Yeshemi, you know, the three different sukkim. They're all part of one mitzvah, but it's three parts of a mitzvah the same person is being Oivaran. In a situation that is in Hoyu, the place of Knesset, Keshakur Kohanim. When they call up the Kohanim, if he was there, then he's over the Sesta. If he's out of the shul, then he's no fear, he decided then to go inside. Invited him to go up to give the Berachas Kohanim and refused to do so. He's over Mrs. Essay. If the Kohanim were already called up, the Shlichus was at Kohanim, so he now has Mrs. Essay to stay there. They found that somebody died in the shul, so Shabru brings that if he knows about it, the Kohanim has to go out. If the Kohanim doesn't know about it, then you have to tell him because he can be over an Issa of Tumas Kohanim. But if it's only a type of Tumah, which is a Drabbanon, then and the Chanami, once he was called up to say the Berachas Kohanim, he's not required to leave till he finishes the Berachas Kohanim.